We welcome you to another live edition of the Sports Box, brought to you by our sponsor, Showcase Sports in Hamilton. Showcase Sports for the elite athlete. And by our friends over at CrowdPlay. Download the free CrowdPlay app today and check them out at www.crowdplayapp.com for details. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Hey everybody, welcome to Cage My IQ. This is a special edition. Today we have Sam Alvey with us. I am your host, D-Bake. How's it going, Sam?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's 65 and sunny, so can't complain over here.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep. Once again, I want to welcome to Cage My IQ, Smiling Sam Alvey, who comes in at 33-14-1 record and is a UFC veteran.
Yeah, shoot, my next fight will be my 21st fight with the UFC.
Yep, and then with your next fight, you'll be fighting Jorian Marquez, who just his last time around got a win and then asked out Miley Cyrus on a date. So I don't know what's better, your smile on him asking out Miley Cyrus on a date.
Yeah, you know, it was a blessing and a curse for him because his popularity went way up, but nobody knows his name. He's just the Miley Cyrus guy.
Exactly. But to get started with this podcast, so I don't waste your time, the first question I have with you is, how's growing up in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin was great. Everything is green. The winters were white. I got to hunt and fish to my heart's content, and I loved everything about it. I even liked the humidity during the summer.
Yeah, like when I think of Wisconsin, like I remember watching videos of J.J. Watt around his compound in Wisconsin, just going around, seeing all the woods and everything, like just hearing him talk about it. So it's definitely a place that I've been wanting to see at some point in my life.
Oh, it's just a beautiful state. There's a whole lot of, they've got the cities, but there's a whole lot of nothing to it. It's just beautiful to go up and get lost in it.
Now, do you have any siblings at all?
Yeah, I've got one brother who is 13 years older than me, and then I have one brother who is a year and 20 days younger than me. So I'm a kind of sort of a middle kid.
Yeah, that's me, so right for you. So, and then my younger brother is 12 years younger than me. So,
ooh.
Yeah, so I know how that age gap is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I see that when you were growing up, you did football and wrestling. What was your motivation to playing football and then starting up wrestling?
Well, growing up, I didn't play football. I only played one season my junior year of college. And I just got destroyed. Yeah, I jumped from never playing to playing my junior year of college. And it was worth doing. But it was, man, I just got my ass whooped for a season.
what position did you play?
Outside linebacker.
Okay. That's
what I remember. I went up to my coaches after the season and said, guys, I'm not going to be back next season. And the coach said, Sam, none of us thought you were going to make it through this season. We're proud of you for not quitting. I said, man, I may not be much of a football player, but I'm not a quitter. So I took my lumps and finished the season. But it was a rough season.
Did you take anything from football and incorporate it into training at all? Like just any preparation or anything?
No, not a thing. I got to train on a football field and I've done that once or twice in my MMA career. But no, I haven't done much. I didn't see much crossover, at least not in my career.
Gotcha. Now, how about wrestling? When did you get started with wrestling?
Wrestling, I was a B-team wrestler. I wrestled my junior, senior year of high school, and then I wrestled my junior and senior year of college. I was a good throwing dummy for the good guys, but I really enjoyed it, so I just kept doing it. And I started doing it so late, so I never got great, but I wouldn't be the fighter I am today without it.
I was going to say, I assume that you took a little bit of that and incorporated that into your MMA.
Yeah, I've got the fifth greatest takedown defense rating in all of UFC history, and that wouldn't be the case if it wasn't for my wrestling background.
Yeah, speaking of that, I was watching the fight last night, and they're saying how Derek Brunson was like one of the best. He's never been taken down, and then he finally got taken down last night.
Brunson got taken down. I actually didn't get to watch the fights last night. I got caught up watching the Zack Snyder version of the Justice League.
Oh yeah, how did you like that? I watched that Friday. Oh,
It was incredible. I can't believe so the first Justice League 2017, I was okay with. It was fine. It wasn't anything great. Very unmemorable. And so I went into this not thinking much about it, and this movie was just unbelievably good. I mean, it developed the characters, the action scenes were better, the graphics were better. It got rid of the terrible
mustache
from Superman. The movie was incredible. I hope Zack Snyder becomes the official DC guy.
Exactly. And I liked, one of my big things was I liked how they used the dark Superman costume. I thought that was key that they used that.
It was just something else. It's 4 hours long. I just got done watching it. I want to watch it again right now.
Oh yeah, like I watched it Friday night, and I felt like it was long, but it didn't feel as long as what I thought it was going to be, because it just flowed throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it all at once, but I started watching it with my kids, and they loved it, and I felt guilty about playing it when they went to bed, so I stopped it, put them to bed, and then we finished it last night.
And then I had to watch it a little bit slow because I wanted to catch a lot of the Easter eggs that they did, and a lot of the Easter eggs were really cool.
I gotta go. I'm gonna give it about a week until other people tell me what the Easter eggs were.
Yeah, but to move on from that, how did you and your wife meet?
Renaissance Fair. Yeah, I worked at a Renaissance Fair for 5 years, and my second year working there was her first year working there. She sold bodices, and I sold steak on steak.
That's great. And then I read that she won one of the seasons of America's Next Top Model. Is that true?
Yeah, she won cycle 11 of America's Next Top Model. So my wife's a badass, and she's hot.
Oh, that's great. And then now, is she still working that much, or is she kind of home a little bit more with kids?
As much as she wants. She still runs she manages my career. She manages a couple fighters' careers.
That's great.
And so she goes and does the modeling whenever she wants to, whenever she, you know, wants a haircut or wants this or that, she'll go and do some stuff. But for the most part, she just, we have 5 kids, and she helps. I mean, she raises them.
I was going to ask, like, I had it down line, but I'll just ask it right now. How has life changed for you since having 5 kids?
Well, my kids are 7, 6, 4, 1, and 1. So it's been 7 or 8 years now since I've not had a kid. I don't even remember what it was like before.
Yeah, I got 3 kids. I have 11, 6, and 15 months.
Ooh.
Yeah, all boys.
Oh, all boys? All right. I go girl, boy, 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 girl.
Yeah. It's definitely a different life once you have kids. Like you had your life before, and then you have your life after. It totally changes you.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I couldn't imagine not having them.
Yep. And definitely. Now, one thing I found out, I guess it was in your college, I think it was. How were you introduced to pancreation?
I was in weapons. I'm a green belt in Kobudo. I don't remember any of it at this point. But, yeah, I had nunchucks and sizes and bow staffs and stuff. And I was up at a tournament up in northern Wisconsin. And they said, hey, there's a pancreation tournament too. I said, hey, what's that? They said, well, it's fighting but nothing to the head. I said, all right, I'm in. And I almost won the first tournament. I think I took second. And I said, well, shoot, I'll just do this for a while. And so I did that. And eventually I started fighting in a cage.
I was going to say, is that what led you into MMA, or like, were you training MMA before that?
No, I really didn't. I didn't even train pancreation. I just kind of did it. All of my fight knowledge at the time was from videos and movies and Jackie Chan and Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. So I didn't know what I was doing. I just, you know, hit the guy and said, okay, that sounds like a good idea. Eventually I ended up fighting in a cage. I never thought the pancreation or MMA were all that related, but it was a good time.
Yeah, then I also heard that you played the trumpet. What is harder, playing the trumpet or training for a fight?
I playing the trumpet is harder because it's not nearly as exciting. You know, earlier today, sparring with Sean Strickland, that's exciting. That gets the adrenaline going. That's hard work. Playing the trumpet, it's fun, but it's not exciting. It's like I have to make a real effort to go and train or to practice my trumpet. But training MMA just comes natural.
Now you mentioned Sean Strickland. Who are some other fighters that you train with?
Well, then
at your gym,
Coach E still comes in and whoops us all every now and then. Dom Reyes, Jamal Pogus, Jared Bandera, Ashley Yoder. I don't spar with her much, but she's on my team. So I've got some real studs.
Oh, that's cool. Now I remember you were on the Ultimate Fighter. How did you get on the Ultimate Fighter, and how was your time on the show?
The time on the show was kind of boring. You're stuck in a house with 15 other dudes, and all you do is talk about fighting. So that got old pretty quick. It was definitely worth doing. I loved all the coaches. I loved my time on the show, but it wasn't that exciting. It was good.
How did you feel being the first pick by Shane Carwin?
Oh, I was thrilled with that. I wasn't so thrilled with the result of my fight, but I was thrilled that I was first pick of the season.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like to know that you got picked first. Like you didn't have the result that you wanted, but in the long run, it worked out for you.
Yep, there's only one winner of the show, but also only one guy got picked first.
Yep. What is your favorite moment in the UFC as of right now?
Signing that first contract was pretty emotional. It was pretty amazing.
And I read that you actually I thought it was amazing that in the time that it happened, you took 4 or 5 fights within a 4 or 5 month span because of you not taking so much damage. And it was at the
less than that. My final 3 fights were in the same 4-week period. We're in the same month of May. I think it was May 9th was my MFC title defense. Then it was May 28th or something was my next MMA fight. And 1 week later, I finished a Muay Thai competition fight. And then I got the contract with UFC a week later.
That's crazy because thinking about it, at that time, the UFC was basically set in stone. Like they want you to do a 3-month training span in between fights. But now of course it's changed because of COVID, and then fighters want to get out as much as possible because the more you fight, the more you get paid. So now it seems like it's a 1 month span. Has that changed your training at all, or do you kind of keep it just business as usual, same way as you did before?
I've always been a guy, I train year-round. I don't take months off. I don't take weeks off. I fight on Saturday. I'm back to practice by Monday, Tuesday at the latest. So I'm always ready for that short-notice fight. I'm happy when I don't have a short-notice fight, but I'm always ready for it.
Now I heard on a podcast that you actually train now at the gym that you're at. How do you like doing that?
You mean teaching?
Yes.
I've been doing that my entire career. From the first time I started a gym in Wisconsin so I could train, I was the head coach. And then I came out to Dan Henderson's gym, and I'm one of the head coaches. I'm far from the head coach, but I work with the pros, Miamis, and I teach a lot of kids' classes. I really have a good time at my gym, and I'm very happy with the time I get to spread my knowledge.
Yeah. Now I heard that right now you're training on the West Coast, but you were just telling me that you got a house on the East Coast. Do you plan on starting your own gym now that you're moving on the East Coast, or do you plan on staying on the West Coast?
I don't know if it's so much the East. It's Tennessee. It's closer to the East Coast, but it's South or Midwest. I'm going to get my own gym there eventually. It's hard to run a gym and, be a full-time fighter, and I am a full-time fighter. My career, and as much as I love coaching, I love fighting more. So I plan on fighting for as long as my body holds out. My body's feeling pretty good right now.
So maybe it's a thing that you might do later on, maybe when you're winding down and not fighting full-time, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. No, it is completely my goal to to be a full-time coach someday.
Yeah, that way you have something lined up after you're done your fighting career, because that's not going to last forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I did ask about your kids. Like, what do you guys like to do in your time off when you're not training or fighting, just to, like, dislodge yourself from training and then the fighting scene all the time?
You know what? I do everything with my kids. I coach their baseball. I coach their MMA. I coach their jiu-jitsu. I do everything I can with my kids all the time. I play instruments with them. My oldest plays ukulele. My next is piano. My one after that is the bass guitar. So I'm learning all those with my kids. I really try and do everything I can with my kids. When we get to Tennessee, it'll be far easier to do, you know, hunting and fishing. California sucks. If ever you get the opportunity, move here, but just don't do it. It's a terrible state. Once we get to Tennessee, I'm going to be able to hunt and fish and hike a lot more.
And then you'll be around the kids more, because you won't be traveling too much, because you'll be right there.
I couldn't imagine being around them more, but yeah, I'll probably be around them even more in Tennessee.
Now, that's great. That's just great, because I'm the same way. I want to be at my son's football games all the time. His hockey, he plays hockey, so I try and be around as much as possible. But how much longer do you see yourself fighting for? Like, do you feel like you got a lot longer left in the tank, or?
I figure I'm about half empty right now, so I got a long ways to go. I've been fighting for 15 or 16 years, and I could do it for another 15 or 16 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a record of 33-14-1, you've fought quite a bit in your career already. So for to say that you're at half of tank, that's nuts.
Yeah, no, I love fighting. I love training. I love competing. It's something I want to do for as long as I can.
Now, like, right before we get ready to go, I don't want to take too much of your time. How has training been? How was training before Jorian Marquez stepped in? And then how did it change that your opponent changed and then it became him? Because I know with a change in opponents, they might have a different style. So do you train the same way, or do you change things up?
Nothing changes. I am always going to try and fight like me. So during my camps, I just try and make myself as good as possible. I haven't changed much since the changeup of opponent.
Now, I would like to thank you so much for joining me. I know you got to get back to your day, you know, training and then just relaxing. But as part of Cage My IQ, I just want to thank you so much for coming on and doing this interview with me. And I wish you best of luck against Jorian Marquez.
Hey, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thank you very much. You have a nice rest of your day.
All right, you too, sir.
Yep.
Right.
And then once again, I'm your host, D-Bake. Thank you guys for tuning in. Just leave a comment on the video when I post it. And you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And once again, this is Cage My IQ. You can follow us on Twitter at Cage IQ, on Facebook at Cage My IQ SB, and on Instagram at Cage My IQ. And then when we go live on Mondays, you can also follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/CageMyIQ. But everybody have a nice day and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you for watching this episode of Cage My IQ on the Sports Box. Please remember to follow us on all of our social media outlets. On Facebook at Sportsbox Show, Twitter at Sportsbox Show, Instagram at The Sportsbox Show. Find us on YouTube and join Outside the Box, our Facebook sports discussion group. The Sports Box is brought to you by our sponsor, Showcase Sports in Hamilton. Showcase Sports for the elite athlete. And also our friends over at CrowdPlay. Download the free CrowdPlay app today and use promo code THEBOX at sign up for 10 free points. Thank you for joining us.